This is Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. In February of 2017, Mayor de Blasio announced a new plan to tackle the city's homeless crisis, 90 new high-quality shelters over 5 years. They would replace substandard private apartments called clusters and hotels where the city had been placing homeless people. WNYC's Morella Ivoruk reports more than a year and a half later, the mayor's plan is not keeping pace.
One of the mayor's new shelters is in the University Heights section of the Bronx, overlooking the Harlem River.
Right near the Major Deegan, Fordham Road area.
Muzzy Rosenblatt heads the Bowery Residence Committee, the nonprofit that runs this 200-bed shelter for men.
Single homeless men who are homeless because of economic challenges, lost their job, lost housing because of the unaffordability of it.
There's a lounge on every floor here, an outdoor patio,
folks will come out,
a kitchen where meals are cooked. Jared Chelik, a disabled veteran who served in Desert Storm, Somalia, and Afghanistan, likes it here.
It's mellow, there's no fighting, there's no stealing.
This is the improved kind of shelter the mayor promised, clean and safer. He also said he'd open 20 a year, so there should be 30 of them by now. Instead, just 17 have opened, a little more than half. Some of that delay is due to community opposition from Queens.
They deserve shelter, but they don't deserve it on 101st Avenue and 86th Street in the heart of the residential.
To Midtown Manhattan.
How did you choose this neighborhood? It makes no sense to me.
And Brooklyn.
Let him know before he even touches Crown Heights again that he needs to put that shelter in Park Slope and consult us prior to that.
But some say other factors are slowing down the process.
The way shelters get built in the city of New York is at best unique.
Former City Council Speaker Christine Quinn now runs Women in Need, a family shelter provider.
Perhaps odd, perhaps inefficient.
The city pays nonprofits like hers to operate shelters. The nonprofits lease buildings from private developers. Private developers are the ones looking for sites on which to build.
You're kind of at the mercy of where developers find property.
Quinn says if the city was also looking for sites, more shelters would be built, and faster.
If we keep building shelters the way we're building shelters, and if the city's involvement stays at the level it presently is, I don't know why the process would speed up.
Another big part of the mayor's homeless plan was spreading out shelters to different communities instead of concentrating them in certain low-income neighborhoods.
If the community board has 50 people in the shelter system, we want them to have some kind of capacity like that. If they have thousands, we want them to have capacity for the people from their neighborhood.
A year and a half later, that's not happening. Most of the communities that should be hosting more homeless people are not. And communities that were doing more than their fair share still are. Take Community District 6 in the Bronx. When the mayor announced his plan, a lot of homeless people lived there in cluster sites, private apartments. Then the city closed a lot of those clusters. Councilman Richie Torres thought it was a good move.
Converting cluster sites into safer shelters with support services strikes me as a movement in the right direction.
But as the city was closing clusters, it opened 3 new shelters in the same community district. So now Community District 6 looks exactly the way it did when the mayor announced the new plan. It has at least 1,300 people in shelters who are not from here. Torres doesn't oppose shelters, but he thinks
there ought to be a more equitable distribution of shelters throughout the city.
City officials say they've made some progress. Social Services Commissioner Stephen Banks says shelters have been opened in neighborhoods that didn't have any before, like Far Rockaway.
They have a lot more to do to address this problem that's been decades in the making, but some of the metrics that we look at are moving in the right direction.
And he's convinced they'll meet their goal of 90 shelters within 3 years. It won't be easy. They'll have to open shelters 2 times faster than they've been doing so far. Morella Ivrak, WNYC News.